And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 24th of February, 2011. The novelist, short story writer, poet Maxine Chernoff, born in Chicago, 1952 on this day, author of American Heaven, A Boy in Winter. Wilhelm Carl Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786. He and Jakob, his older brother, published Grimm's Fairy Tales in 1812. It's the birthday of Judith Butler, the philosopher and critic, Cleveland, 1956. When she was a teenager, she went down to the basement to smoke cigarettes and found her mother's college textbooks, Spinoza and Kierkegaard, and she was fascinated by them. Then she started reading Jewish philosophy, went to college, majored in philosophy, and went on to write many books, including the very popular Gender Trouble. Judith Butler, who said, "Let's face it, we're undone by each other, and if we're not, we're missing something. If this seems so clearly the case with grief, it is only because it was already the case with desire. One does not always stay intact." It was on this day, 2008, Fidel Castro stepped down from being president of Cuba, which he'd been for half a century, and his younger brother Raul was elected as president. Within months of assuming the office, Raul Castro allowed Cubans to own microwaves, rice cookers, DVD players, and cell phones, all of which had been prohibited before. And unlike Fidel, Raul Castro did not blame the U.S. embargo as the cause of all the country's economic problems. He admitted that Cuba's inefficient, unproductive, state-run economy was the problem, and that the government could no longer afford the huge subsidies that the government provides to Cubans in exchange for paying them extremely low wages. Last September, he announced that the Cuban government was laying off 1 million Cuban government workers, and he encouraged people to find jobs in the private sector and changed the law to allow Cubans to get loans from banks and to buy, sell, and to rent homes. And for the first time since the revolution, Cubans can legally employ other Cubans to work for them in a small business. The Cuban Constitution had defined the employment of other Cubans for labor as exploitation. They were supposed to work only for the state. Here's a poem for today by Philip Schultz, section 15 from a longer poem, Living in the Past. On Saturdays, I follow Father through factories, pool halls, tool and die shops, lathes echoing off cinder block, as we lug dollies piled high with syrup, ice cream, and hissing dry ice under blue fluorescent clouds in meat freezers, slipping in greasy sawdust, his thumbless left hand zipping razor-edged metal coffin, zing-oop, tossing in candy cigarettes, mother's tuna salad, unclogging hot and cold colored snakes inside soda and coffee machines, cursing and praying to screws, nuts, and wires he means nothing to, kibitzing over his always moving shoulder to men in overalls and suits at DuPont's, Gerber's, Bonds, Bausch and Lomb's, everyone a war hero, handing out free coffee, cashews, Mounds bars, women giggling as his big smile swaggers down hallways until we get home in the dark, stinking of chocolate, coffee grounds, powdered sugar, soured mayonnaise, his hands red and swollen from slapping a million backs. A poem by Philip Schultz from Living in the Past, published by Harcourt Incorporated and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.